I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. The election for mayor of Atlanta is headed to a recount. As GPB's Stephen Fowler reports, it's the second time in 8 years that the race has come down to such a close margin.
As of Wednesday morning, just 759 votes separate Democrat Keisha Lance Bottoms from independent Mary Norwood. On election night, Bottoms told the crowd she's ready to work with all Atlanta, not just her supporters.
I look forward to engaging with each of you, making sure that our city continues to move forward.
Meanwhile, Norwood told her supporters she will ask for a recount to ensure the margin is accurate.
The next few days are going to be all hands on deck and all analysis done.
In 2009, she lost to current Mayor Kasim Reed by about 700 votes. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Meanwhile, voters have elected Atlanta Democrat Nikema Williams to a seat in the state Senate. Williams defeated fellow Democrat Linda Pritchett to win the seat vacated by Democrat Vincent Fort, who stepped down to run for Atlanta mayor. Democrat Jen Jordan defeated Jaha Howard in a runoff for the state Senate District 6 seat in Metro Atlanta. Republican Hunter Hill left that post to run for Georgia governor. House seat 89, which was vacated by gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams, has been filled by Democrat B. Nguyen. And Kim Schofield defeated fellow Democrat DeAndre Pickett to claim the vacant House District 60 seat, which includes parts of Fulton and Clayton counties. A 30-foot Confederate monument in downtown Decatur can be relocated to another site or placed in historical context, but it cannot be destroyed or concealed. That's according to a legal opinion issued by DeKalb County's attorney. The DeKalb Board of Commissioners passed a resolution in October condemning the monument for glorifying the Confederacy. Now the board must consider what to do with the obelisk that was erected in 1908. The legal opinion concludes that the county government owns the monument and can move it to a cemetery, museum, or other property. The NFL is partnering with Morehouse College and the Ross Initiative in Sports for Equality to host a workshop for athletes. The event will focus on educating players on how to develop and implement advocacy platforms that positively impact society. NFL executive Troy Vincent says the workshop is designed to train athletes as influencers and community leaders. The Advocacy and Sport workshop will take place at Morehouse College in February. This week marks the birthday of Macon native and rock and roll pioneer Little Richard. As GPB's Grant Blankenship reports, the city is celebrating by taking the wraps off a preserved piece of Little Richard's childhood history.
When the Georgia Department of Transportation started widening Interstate 75 in Macon recently, the work ran through the historic black neighborhood of Pleasant Hill, and the little yellow house Little Richard was raised in there was in the way. GDOT paid to move and stabilize Little Richard's house. Peter Givens, a longtime community organizer in the neighborhood, says saving the house is about more than honoring the musical genius that grew up there.
It's a monument, so to speak, to the people of Pleasant Hill. It's about, you know, the educators, the doctors, the lawyers.
The home will be used as a resource center for the neighborhood that will be complemented by a brand new park, playground, and refurbished community garden across the street, all part of long-term plans to re-energize the neighborhood Little Richard grew up in. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship.
For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.